Previously on Algoa FM.
But until someone asks who was Bathandwa Ndondo,
the
point of his death, he had one girlfriend.
He had attended the funeral of the victims of the raid. Utambo was there.
You know your friends, you know your things, that's it. You know what you know. Shut your eyes and shut your ears about things that you don't know, because uzawubanjwa, ubethwe ngamabhulu.
Bathandwa Ndondo was killed on September 24th, 1985, exactly 40 years ago. He was born in Tsomo, Emahlubini, and later moved to Tsala. Today, he's a name after which a school in Tsala is named. In fact, a whole village in the small town is named after Ndondo. There is an office park in Komani as well that has adopted his name. But young people, even in Tsala, do not know who Ndondo was. They grow up to hear of young men like Solomon Mahlangu, Hector Peterson, Steve Biko at school, who were killed because they refused to live in the oppressive system of apartheid and were prepared to do something about it. But until someone asks who was Bathandwa Ndondo, and very few seem to, they will probably always assume they know him the same way we all know names like Moses Mabhida, Alfred Nzo, Walter Sisulu. The names of the places, not so much the people. So this short documentary stroke podcast tries to answer that question: who was Bathandwa Ndondo, and why should those young people know of him? A man who strangely became famous for how he was assassinated more than how he lived. Note, I have not even mentioned his date of birth, the 6th of July, 1963, because it is not available on Wikipedia. He does not even have a Wikipedia page. So we visit the people among whom Bathandwa Ndondo lived, people who know him at different times, and it's just a handful of people for now. Not justice in any way, even for a young man of 22. We begin with his cousin, Professor Lungisile Ntsabeza, who lived with Ndondo from when Bathandwa was 7.
My mother, no, was the eldest, you know, in Emantombazane, the Ndondo family. My mother had sisters, second born in the family. So the youngest, princess, before she got married, had 2 children. Sibatano.
Okay.
And born in 1963. Ubathandwa and Unondumiso and Bathandwa retained the surname FML Ndondo. They grew up. His mother, Ululama, princess, was working, here in Cape Town. And home, it was in Tsomo. So taking Abantwana to Itala was both taking them to the eldest daughter, but also bringing them closer to the education center. And Ubathandwa, born 63, stayed on Emahlubini with our grandmother until she died in September 1970. And I regarded him as my younger brother.
Your younger brother.
Because I'm the youngest in our family.
You got to have somebody that you could send around now.
Yes.
Well, to note here is how Ndondo grew up Kumkulu, the home of a chief. A note also how he was with his grandmother until her passing when he was 7. Now, listen later when he becomes a student leader and how these qualities probably make him stand out. This and other qualities that he would get from the Ntsebeza family of readers of political literature and the philosophy of Karl Marx. Let's also mention how the small town of Tsala had always been a place with a reputation of rebelling against the homeland government of the Transkei under the Matanzimas. Now, Prof, when he goes to the University of Transkei, was he already politically educated?
I'm sure, he was definitely politically aware. And my sense is that, you know, he became, you know, interested in politics when we were arrested.
Okay.
Because, you know, to miss my brother, Matthew Goniwe, Godfrey Slingam, you know, Ngobosi, we were sort of, you know, arrested in 76, before Soweto on the 11th of June.
Oh, wow.
And eventually found guilty under the Suppression of Communism Act in 1977, on the 1st of September 1977, wow. We were sentenced to 4 years imprisonment. So that whole period from the mid-1976 to the end of 1981, we were in prison. Towards the end of our prison term, I must look for these letters because I kept them. Ubathando started writing to us.
Okay.
You know, I have no two or three of his letters. He was growing up with, you know, a cousin, yake. But Ubathando, who was younger than this guy, I mean, you know, I find it interesting. His letters.
How old is he at this time?
He's okay. 17.
No, 17.
Gone towards the end of our prison term.
One of Ndondo's closest friends, now the late Toby Lebum, met him at the University of Transkei and was there in Ndondo's final hour. Bum's younger brother, Sivuile, takes up the story of Ndondo, the student leader.
I met him at UNITRA, but I'm not going to be lying. The conditions under which we met.
Yeah.
UNITRA at that time, the hostel was very small. It had a total of 480 students.
Wow.
240 males and 240 females. I was not necessarily political conscious. And this company, there were issues in terms of the quantity of food they were serving. Kwathiwa let us form a platform for students to deal with this matter. Senziwa a housing committee.
Okay. An SRC that existed at the time, led by Mpenduli Liston Jongwana, a rugby player who'd later captained the Black Springboks, turned out to be unaccountable to the students, failing to address burning issues such as the housing, meals, and provision of sports facilities that were raised by students. Ndondo came to prominence when they exposed and ousted Njongwana's group.
These guys used to book rooms at Holiday Inn. I think in order for them to try and influence us, organize a trip somewhere, at Watson Jones or some Badeloat.
Okay.
Zafiga Nyani Pass. Tobile Bam, Bachan Randondo, Zamikaya Mbalu, Robert Nogumla, just forget. Bus organize a C team and the C housing committee. Ndoba. As a supportage, I to his bus. Must start up with your Faga Panzaman Kuma, Kuma, and Tontoma Villa Pass, Bukachus, and we must call for elections of an SRC.
No. Okay.
And that's what happened. So I boycott a long dog. You have to say, Patrick's Milipa is as I say, old dining hall. Zanyama Zamba passes the empty. A new SRC had to be convened.
Meanwhile, Ndondo had made a meaningful friendship with one Sakela Buhlungu, who is now the vice chancellor of Fort Hare University.
So Ubathando is about 2 or 3 years younger than me. So in terms of university, therefore, he found me there already.
Mm-hmm.
I must have been doing my second or even third year.
All right.
So I met him there. And then, yeah, I knew him at the time. And then, of course, I went away. I finished my degree. I went away to teach in Ngobo, Manzana.
Uh-huh.
And then I then came back. I worked for a year, and then I came back. At that time, I found him there. By that time, he must have been doing his second year or something.
All right.
He must have been doing his second year. So then I got to meet him more then. It was at that point that Upradi, no, Nanzigo, no Pisa, in fact.
All right.
Lungisile. So
that being Dumisan Tsebeza and his younger brother, Lungisile, who had been imprisoned in the 70s.
They were released I remember him telling us, and then I said, I must go and see him, because Mr. Nsebenzo was my teacher, you see.
Oh.
So we found, it was nice meeting Ula and Ubradi at that time. He had been our teacher. He was arrested in front of us back in 1976.
Really? So, really? So, yes, okay. Yes. So you were there when he was arrested?
I saw him. We were looking through windows and said, hey, the boys have come. They've taken the cat away. We called him the cat. So, yeah. So that connection then of him indicating to me that Ubradi Uphumile. So we sort of connected like that.
That was the period 82 to 83. Ubathandwa ke ukumazi kwam naseklasini ke sometimes we'd share a desk and sometimes not, of course. Sihamba into ezi different. But then I then came to realize naxa sihleli socially, Ubathandwa was different. He commanded a lot of respect amongst his own peers. Nangexesha sebeku SRC.
Okay.
That's all I have a photo here, but I'm too many enough.
Well, I remember a very pleasant person with a very good personality, person who listens, person who's clearly intelligent. Had he lived, he would have been one of the top lawyers today. He had that kind of sharp mind.
For the record, Prof, he was studying law at UNITRA.
He was doing law, yes.
Okay.
He was doing law. He would have made a very, very sharp lawyer. And besides, he came from an intellectual background, you know, especially the cousins were both the intellectuals,
mm-hmm.
and there was the bookshop there. So he was that kind of person.
So how had Bathandwa Ndondo earned that respect? This is a question that takes us back to Professor Nsebeza.
Well, he himself was politically awakened. Those factors, the combination of factors, they might have propelled him into a leadership position at UNITRA.
When we sat, and we had many debates, one day we sat in one of the science laboratories at UNITRA. I think it was five of us. Rob, Gumla, Tobile, Mbalu, me, Matandu. We're debating now. Instruction had come, let's take SRC Kumbe and go into exile. That him namatwa and the exile. I think my view only, but I prevailed. And I think Bathandwa was very much like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like I'll just recklessly walk and go into exile and do that. No, he was very measured, very thoughtful, always thoughtful. And I suppose that's why he was popular. He was the kind of friend that you wanted to have because he made sense.
Mr. Bam, you're painting Ndondo as somebody who was serious and maybe different from other in the way you behave from others. Did he have fun? What kind of a person was he? Did he have fun? Wayifika khona pe apha kwesiselwayo
sibakhaya. Not kakhulu, as far as I can recall. Wayengangxili, wayengamdanga apha etywaleni.
Okay.
Yeah, if he was taking it was young man babekumlomo etywaleni. He had this discipline and forthright and the tando funda.
And then Prof, just personally, I mean, young man, we see the afro there and the car, you say. Was it popular with ladies?
Well, he had one girl at the point of his death. He had one girlfriend, una lady. He had, that was one. He was not, he was not all over the place with ladies.
Well, clearly here, the Marxist teachings that had the Nsebeza brothers arrested had filtered through to young Ndondo, but the enigmatic character had ventured into a new political direction in his life, forming links with the ANC underground. As we now hear details of this fascinating student trip of a lifetime that seems to have taken place just after the Lesotho massacre.
So when the new SRC took over, Ubathandwa noThobile noSabelo Jaiya, but decided to organize a trip to the University of Fort Hare, one on one. If Fort Hare, yeah, to Fort Hare, Kuba born, they ngokuthi bengayirecognize ifoto kaloku yayise South Africa ngoko yangabikho sesisky technically kuba bona bengayirecognize iTranskei as a bantu stem ireporti kasiyifumana kwi-SRC kwathiwa ke ngoku uzaorganizewa itrip masiyeroma yes this should now be 83 I think early 83 The reason I remember it stands out clearly. What had happened is we did not know at that time. Sisi students, this is Patele Umpako. Kualabi. Kashuwa kama sisi enjoy. Singega ya azgele ndo ye immigration and fundundun forex and one. Kashuwa get one. Kutwe ukuwala asina permit o ukuwala siwele nabo.
Hey.
Bathandwa na abathandwa ngeske ngumna ndimkhulu wami kuba lazo structure but zidibane esrs ayikhona yonke kuthiwe abaphuma students ebusini zonke zikhutshwe I think there were 3 or 4 buses kuthiwe abaselayo kweli cala abangaseleyo ngapha ebona i-paper cup
ndiyayibona
bethe i-paper cup to the brim sasesasele i-brand ke ngoko of Van Rijn noLouis XIV and all these other expenses
so now you have to empty everything
We had to empty it and put it in our stomachs as well and our water.
And you say you remember this trip.
For that reason, I'll never forget that trip.
I'm sure you remember, but up until then.
true. Because abantu be-ANC yaqala yadibana ke ngokulento. I do suspect someone was saying actually Tito Mboweni was one of the people we met.
Okay.
They
were using ilanto aliases there.
Aliases, yes.
Buhlungu, not being an SRC member himself, contrary to popular belief at the time, but a close associate of the younger students, did not qualify to go on that trip, but he remembers it so well and has this perspective about it.
That's 1983. That was a deep year. And that year saw radicalization of the student body in ways that had not happened before. Remember, that trip to Lesotho wasn't just a trip. It was a bus. It was a whole 65-seater bus with young men and women going there, all under the pretext of doing sports, but actually doing other things, you know?
Yeah.
And it was a cover. It was a very convenient cover, sports.
Yeah.
And nothing happened to it. The special branch, the police didn't pick it up. The university authorities didn't pick it up. And so, yeah, that's what it was.
Even when they are addressing you, they are not saying, we are ANC and this is what we're doing to you. They just...
No.
Okay.
No. But Ongelendo, Bachandwa is key... Toby Lebam is key, Robert Nokumla, Zamekaya Mbalu, Baki.
So with hindsight,
I think they were already members of the ANC underground.
That's the time. I suppose that's the time Bathandwa met MK people.
Babene Ndweni Zolahleka. So notice like a into him and on the weekends these guys disappear.
How long did you stay there?
We stayed for about 4 days.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Sabuya ke. Now, irate yourself to the end again. I'm a bull.
Was it 83?
It was 83, summer 83 anyway.
Mm.
So, still, the hostel, the Danbasa Sands and Dune. Because of the serious move. Toba Masia and Benicia, Gos and John's, CAT, PPP. But I do pambil, Glenn, Toba Masia. Integrated students as sugar high school, students Christian movement of which I was never a member, but I used to participate in their things. But I was gazy, Ghana was students Christian movement and changed the thinking and the way is represented on our call.
In fact, the Ilani raid, I've just checked, it was 1982. I think it was close to December when I, it was December 82.
Yes, okay, fine. The reason I'm saying that, I suspect, with hindsight, of course, because Ubathandwa waboya wathi esisandla ndizosihlamba for a week. Ethetha ke phofu ke in confidence kum nakumkhulu wam nabosilenda. Uzame kama bali sasimbizo silenda. Yazi ba wesithini, esisandla sibambe uthambo. I don't want this hand to be washed. Ndibambe unkokheli ngesandla. Of course, udibanise uthuni wothu. ubathanda uzawudibana apha enoTambo xa bekutheni ngaphandle intoyoba he's a member of the ANC underground. He had attended the funeral of the victims of the raid. UTambo was there. UBathanda recruited me into the ANC underground. This should have been now mid-83. Mid-83, towards late 83.
Now the years of unrest, 83, 84.
But it was a series of events, though.
Okay.
Kwakubakhona nento zentoba iDP, I think it's students, it's our science. Zazi ezikhalazi bezinye kwakufika lecturers zibaxelela into yoba niyi-20 namaninzi gqitha owaphasa only 5 apha kuyo. So I guess it was a combination of things. SRC ke i-responded to students' initiative. Of course, sasiye ke senza i-demands to the university, basifuna into ethile ingenziwa, ufundamente asifake amapolisa.
So Fundameve, for the purposes of this, Fundameve was the VCA UNITRA at the time.
One thing that still stands out to me today about the quality of UBathanda Ndondo was his leadership. UBathanda, there were serious most of these boycotts, one leading to the ultimate one. Xatyano ke sibanjwe park ngapha not a grove nala hotel xa uyengcoko just next to the swimming pool kwakunebala lalikhona pha kubantu students pha singekho ke thina UBathanda athi
Savoy. Okay,
UBathanda, that still stands out to me today about his leadership and his vision. Athi UBathanda, asizuyenza le nto yenziwa kwezinye universities oba sitshise or destroy property. Sizawubuyela kwa the same buildings. We're gonna come back here. Sizofunda. UFundamerva is not the building. I-apartheid is not the building. UMathanzi Maloso Mlwana is not the building.
You know, one day we were protesting. I mean, it was just the sheer novelty of protesting and singing and running around campus. And then one of the students, I remember his name, he was called Skuman. What does he do? He jumps on top of Fundamerva's car. Fundamerva at that time drove as a city golf. He jumps on top and he jumps and the roof of the thing caves in. I was so angry. We were so angry. UBathanda was so angry. All of us. Because we said, this is not the struggle. This is thuggery.
Wow. I would be reminded of any glass that we ever broke since the boycott unit. Now, I do recall, I think one of the things that then, I think in 83, the Wakotis Jute, Wakotra, and lecturers as needs.
That's when the university was closed.
Yeah, that's when the university was closed. After that, we went our separate ways. I went home. Yeah, Naga, we said close, go brother, yeah. Same thing, but they were part of the ANC underground.
Now, fast forward by about 4 years to September 1987, my old school, St. John's. We've taken a day off to remember the anniversary. Maybe of Ndondo Obiko, you remember they're only 12 days apart. So in chanting liberation songs, some of us got excited and grabbed chairs and desks, wanting to throw them at windows and break something because... Yeah, that's how we were feeling at the time. And one of the people leading our march was Sandy Leswana, now an academic. He was our senior back at school in Matric. And he says exactly the same words to us back then. The same words that Vuyile Bam attributes to Ndondo. That is, don't destroy anything. We will return to those classrooms tomorrow. We will return to those desks tomorrow. It was when Vuyile Bam was saying those words that I was in great awe, because this instruction, this show of leadership is something that has remained indelible in my mind over the years. And I remember 1989-90, when more schools had joined the movement towards freedom in the Transkei. Yeah, and a big high school near Umtata and Damasa was burnt so much that they had to close. And I remember thinking how different this was from our school, which had always been involved in anti-apartheid protest, but we never burnt anything. I asked Sandy Leswana about exactly this.
This discipline actually came from a certain idea that we got as we're growing up, that we are fighting the system, not the individual. And some people today actually get, some of them I see they get angry when I say, we're not even fighting for Voot or PJ Forster or PW. We were fighting the system to the extent that even today, if somebody is in fact manifesting the same behaviors or governing the country in the same way, we would have to object again that we're fighting the system, not specific infrastructure or specific people.
So back to 1985, the question remains, yes, Ndondo, by all means, he was involved in the ANC underground. Why was he killed? Why was he the only one amongst his comrades that was killed? Professor Ntsebeza is an academic, and he has an overview of the time.
Well, I mean, there are various stories there, but I think that the background there, you know, is no, I mean, you're trying to understand the context of the early 80s, mid 80s. And because when we were released, 1981, we were not sure whether we would be released or not. Okay. Because, you know, the political climate, and I think the turning point there was the arrest, you know, of Sabata.
Sabata Dalindyebo, the Abatembu king who rebelled against the Matanzimas in the Transkei.
Yeah. Right. Mm. And then Sabata now flee into Lusaka. And after that, Kubekona, some, you know, almost a youth wing of the Democratic Party that Sabata was leading. And then in that, you know, process, there was this infiltration of, you know, EMK. And I remember, as in 80 or some early 81, there were shootings that took place in Badawa. We're still in prison. And, you know, the guerrillas, you know, were involved, tried to flee to Lesotho. And the route, you know, they took, yeah, it took them to Elliot.
Okay.
When you go to Elliot from Tsala, I don't know whether you've been to Tsala.
Sibkwenbam, Prof, with my in-laws.
Okay, Tsala to Elliot. Ikonindawa palanto where you branch to Engcobo,
kwakusegushingalo.
Yes, there was a shootout there.
Okay.
Between amapolisa and, you know, guerrillas, as Mkhonto wesizwe, you know, people. And then they were eventually killed, you know, on a farm towards Elliot. So, no, when we came out, there was that climate. There's a lot of movement. And then Obatandwa, they were involved, you know, with student politics, the early 80s, 84, is in Tsala.
UNITRA was closed. It was so politically charged. Things were so politically charged that they closed UNITRA. I think this needs to come in here, Prof.
And expelled some lecturers. Vilagazi, who was teaching in Marxism, quick classes, like the sociology. So I think that moment then, it was volatile, and Ubatanda was a student leader. Think who was targeted.
I think the police had profiled him, and they realized that he is the lightning rod, so to speak. He is the person around whom things happen.
Okay.
And around whom they may also, and I don't know, this one I don't know, they may also have picked up maybe some of his movements. Now, remember, now this is the very interesting thing. All of these people I'm talking about, I didn't know who they were working with underground. I knew the people that I was working with underground. That's all. I mean, people now from exile who come.
Okay.
I knew those people by myself. I didn't know them with them, so I never met them in his company, in anybody's company. But I met these guys by themselves when we traveled.
This was a modus operandi for the underground, Prof.
It was the modus operandi. So you know your friends, you know your things. That's it. You know what you know. shut your eyes and shut your ears about things that you don't know, because uzawubanjwa ubethwe ngamabhulu uchaze izinto. So I think each one maintained a very tight kind of veil over their movements. But I think the police may have then tracked him and picked maybe one or two things. I don't know. But I don't think they would have had anything strong. But something happened. Something happened around that time. The petrol depot in Mthatha, it was bombed, and it was a spectacular operation. We love talking about it. We love listening to people tell stories about it. It was big. It lightened up Mthatha.
Wow.
So that's one thing that happened that was big. And then there was also another MK raid on Madeira Street Police Station.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they flushed the police out. The police ran for cover.
I remember.
So some of those kind of daring missions and operations were happening. They were becoming much more frequent. And apparently, Matanzima was personally very, very, very upset about all of these things. And they started identifying people.
And we know that somebody else was arrested for that. Was it Ukubukeli, I think?
Yeah, Ukubukeli was arrested, but we were doing politics together, Uprakoops. He was arrested, but he may have assisted. I think people were very discreet. Now thinking about it, actually, very discreet about handling these things. Because they may have gotten a little thread here, a little thread there, but never the big story, never the full story. So they could not pin anything down, Bamthatha, Bamse court.
So you're saying that it's not altogether incorrect that maybe Obatandwa might have been involved in that bombing?
We will never know.
Yeah.
Yes. Remember, the thing is that the struggle was unfolding. What was unfolding at that time is that Nenaninga Pagati, you would facilitate, you would be there, maybe you'd be there for a leg of the thing, for a little kind of stretch of the way, and then you go out, then they find somebody else and so on. It's possible. It's possible, but who knows? We'll never know that.
And now, Sivuyile Bam.
Ubathandwa ubulewe because he was a member of the ANC underground. I flag plus. Sasi ngeka yazi ba flag plus ke ngoko. Sasi ibiza iz squad. It was believed it was the one that was eliminating the proponents. But at that time, as students, we were very naive. We thought that it was eliminating high profile students.
Mm.
It never crossed our minds in Doba Amapula had actually taken a more drastic step. They had gone the Argentine route. They were hitting us. Left, right, and center. I think by the time we realized it was a bit late. Anyway, the long and short of it, if you figure the unit, a car, a mountain, standing here, come back.
Wow.
Since I trace again, but figure about the Amara Lefort Husky Babuza or Toby Lebam, Bangam for man. Babuza come to losing gong.
Okay.
Ageco, Maltule by a unit. Then information the unit. But there were two Transkei security policemen who were always accompanying as Askar. One of them was Shosha. I don't know the second one, but they had been turned. These were guerrilla units who had been trained, but they had been turned in Amapol.
Oh.
Now working for the system. So now they were hunting Abanda Babazi.
Okay.
But the unit Abanga Mfumani. But Bafiga Etala, this is the story of what told. Anyway, that's the story since Divansa Ganesnia is in Bafike either Global Tandra or Wilubatandra, Shalawi or Notobile or Gopun Zebeza, but anyway, Bafia Gle residence. Kungangeni, the ANC tent guerrillas, Kungani police are security. Lifika apa kuthobile libuza ubathandwa ndondo andithi bebefuna uthobile bam nozino bathandwa ndondo lifika apa kuthobile alimazi uthobile libuza ubathandwa ndondo aphuma ubathandwa athu bathandwa hayi ngamapolisa kwa security mas we never expected anything aphume athi cela uzulandela out here whatever he said to Thobile uthobile kabe delayed akangena isithixo semoto sabathathu athe sebhizi loo nto kufike umuntu esithi nabo bathandwa uyabulawa uyadutyulwa.
There are people ecala, but I don't think no that's actually true. But I mean, no, that's a view. AI connect as a dominant into over. This was it was a mistake. I'm a police I phone. Yes, because my channel staying with me at all.
But I mean, the way they staged it, when they looking for him, they took a minibus that looked like yours.
Yes, yeah. Yes, white. And
even the registration 1885-1889.
That's it. So that link was there. Ubauka in Ibono, Abuzato, I know Ilea once a best. You see, but what I'm interested in, your younger Lentolena, is, and there's only one place a survivor, Yongo, is to know what was happening in that Kumbi. That made Ubatando take a decision not to jump out.
The witnesses, when they reconstructed the story, is that Wange and Ubatando Lekumbi, Ehamba nel police, wazo realize that lying a pagat into by, I suspect that these units, these people have turned. They are no longer working for the ANC. But look, the first attempt was a Mukman the first deal. Bambuis.
Oh,
or something. The second time, we managed to fall back. That's when they fired the first shots.
Ndondo's killing was interrogated in the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, sitting ironically at the University of Transkei in 1997. Those transcripts exist online, and possible theories of why Ndondo was killed are discussed by his killers. For me personally, growing up in Mthatha as a 13-year-old when Ndondo was killed in 1985, not politically educated and at the time believing in the future of the Transkei government, quite unaware that something bigger was happening, the event made me realize that our protected existence in the homeland was a dangerous illusion. The reason behind this recording, however, was to try and answer as to who Ndondo was, but even more importantly, why a young person in 2025, 40 years later, dealing with unemployment, rising costs of education, a bleak present and quite possibly future, should care about a 22-year-old who was killed serving the underground of the movement that's now a government presiding over a corrupt system that has eroded hope for young people. Sandile Swana explains it.
The key thing for today's youth around the death of the life and death of Batandwa Ndondo is that I think it's fair to say that from around the late 60s right up until the 1994 in actual fact, the people who actually led the struggle were actually the youth. So when you look at the words of Steve Biko in 1977, when he was asked, when does he think South Africa will be liberated? He said he's giving it 10 years from 1977. And by 1985, the South African Republic went into junk status and the Boers started to reject P.W. Botha and were preparing for negotiations. And all of that time was led by young people. So still, the Mbatandwa Ndondo represented the agency of young people. Young people changed South Africa before. And that opportunity remains even today.
Also to note is how many of those that worked closest to Ndondo never joined politics. His family, the Ntsebezas, continued their work for justice, whether in academia or in courts. If we believe Professor Buhlungu, and we have no reason not to, Ndondo himself would have made a great lawyer, like his big brother stroke cousin Bradi Dumisa Ntsebeza. Recently, Buhlungu has been in the headlines himself for putting his life at risk fighting corruption. 40 years after the assassination of his comrade, sadly, death squads still exist in South Africa. I put this to him a few times in our chat, but he does not respond to it directly, choosing to reminisce about Ndondo. Maybe because of the personal pain it brings him, but I think it might just be because of what he said to me to the effect that he works in the background.
Exile for me was the ultimate last resort. What was always going to be the ultimate last resort.
Mm.
And in the end, 1990 came, I was still inside the country. I found another way of channeling my struggle energies, if you like.
Mm.
I went into the unions. I went into the unions in 1987. I went in Joburg. I worked for Cosatu Unions there until 1992. After 1992, so at that time I realized, listen, I had been doing a master's degree in Cape Town now, and I dropped out, and I said, yes, sis, let me go and study. Let me go back to school. Let me go and study.
Mm.
And so it was a very conscious thing to say that I think I can contribute better if I'm better educated. And at that time, I could see already that it's going to be a stampede, you know, from then onwards. And I don't want to be part of a stampede. I want to have some credentials that will stick for me.
Thanks to Professor Ntsebeza and Sfuile Bam, Professor Bushungu, Sandile Swana for their time, and Mr. Siyabonga Gashi for helping put this together. Anele Asha is our technical producer. I'm Jeff Muloi. Thank you for listening.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.